Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into one of the most important topics in your marketing unit, market segmentation. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other exam board, this topic comes up time and time again. And the great news? Once you really understand it, it's one of the topics where you can pick up marks really reliably, as long as you know how to apply it. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover what market segmentation actually is and why businesses use it, the key variables you need to know, and I mean really know, not just list them, how segmentation connects to the marketing mix, some real-world examples you can use in the exam, the most common mistakes candidates make, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. Grab a pen because you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's go. So what is market segmentation? At its most basic, market segmentation is the process of dividing a broad market into smaller, more defined groups of customers who share similar characteristics. The idea is simple. Not all customers are the same, so why treat them as if they are? Think about it this way. Imagine a company that makes trainers. They could try to sell the same trainer to everyone, a 7-year-old, a 60-year-old, a professional athlete, and a fashion-conscious teenager. But that's unlikely to work well for any of them, right? Instead, they segment the market. They create different products, different prices, different adverts, all tailored to specific groups. That's the power of segmentation. It allows a business to target its resources more efficiently, reduce waste in marketing spend, and ultimately increase sales and customer satisfaction. Now let's talk about the segmentation variables, the different ways a business can divide up its market. You need to know these for the exam, and more importantly, you need to be able to apply them to a business context. The first and most commonly tested is demographic segmentation. This is where you divide the market based on measurable characteristics of the population. The key variables here are age, gender, income, family size, and occupation. For example, a luxury car brand like Mercedes-Benz targets customers with high incomes. A toy company like Lego segments by age. They have products for toddlers, children, and even adult collectors. When you see a question giving you a business scenario, always ask yourself, what do we know about the customer's demographic profile? The second type is geographic segmentation. This is dividing the market by location, country, region, urban versus rural, climate, and so on. A brilliant real-world example is McDonald's. In India, McDonald's doesn't sell beef burgers because of cultural and religious preferences. They've segmented geographically and adapted their product accordingly. In the UK, they might promote hot drinks more heavily in the north of England, where it's colder. Geographic segmentation is especially important for businesses operating across different countries or regions. Third is psychographic segmentation, and this one trips a lot of candidates up. Psychographic segmentation is about dividing the market based on lifestyle, values, attitudes, and interests. It's less about who the customer is and more about how they think and live. A great example is the outdoor clothing brand Patagonia. They don't just target people who go hiking, they target people who care deeply about environmental sustainability. That's a psychographic segment. Another example, a gym chain might target people who value health and fitness as a core part of their identity, not just people who happen to exercise occasionally. The fourth variable is behavioral segmentation. This divides customers based on their behavior, how often they buy, their brand loyalty, how they use the product, and what benefits they're looking for. Think about a coffee shop like Costa Coffee. They might segment by purchase frequency, casual visitors versus daily regulars, and offer a loyalty card scheme to reward their most frequent customers. Or a mobile phone company might segment by usage rate, offering different data packages to light users versus heavy streamers. And the fifth, which you'll sometimes see called socioeconomic segmentation, divides the market by social class, occupation, and education level. This overlaps with income but goes further. It's about the broader social context of the customer. The traditional ABC1C2DE classification system is an example of this. Premium brands like Waitrose or Fortnum & Mason target the AB socioeconomic group, professional and managerial households with higher disposable incomes. Now here's the crucial bit that examiners are looking for. And this is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. You must link segmentation to the marketing mix. The marketing mix, product, price, place, and promotion, is how a business actually acts on its segmentation decisions. Let me give you a worked example. Suppose a business segments by age and identifies teenagers aged 13 to 18 as their target segment. How does this affect the marketing mix? Product. The product might be designed with bright colors, trendy features, or customization options that appeal to teenagers. Price. The price might be kept relatively low because teenagers often have limited income, perhaps pocket money or part-time job earnings. Place. The product might be sold online or through social media platforms because teenagers are digital-first consumers. Promotion. The business might use Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube influencers rather than television adverts or newspaper ads. Every single one of those decisions flows from the segmentation choice. That's the chain of reasoning examiners want to see. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. Tip number one, always apply segmentation to the specific business in the question. Examiners call this context. If the question is about a sports clothing company, don't just say, "The business could segment by age." Say the business could segment by age to target young adults aged 18 to 30 who are more likely to participate in sport and purchase performance clothing. That's the difference between a basic answer and a developed answer. Tip number two, know your command words. If the question says explain, you need to give a reason and develop it. If it says analyze, you need to explore the impact in depth. If it says evaluate or justify, you need to weigh up options and reach a conclusion. A lot of candidates lose marks simply by not doing what the command word asks. Tip number three, for justify or evaluate questions about segmentation, you need to consider why one method might be better than another for that specific business. For example, a small local bakery might benefit most from geographic segmentation, targeting customers within a 5-mile radius, whereas a large online retailer might find psychographic or behavioral segmentation more useful because their customers are spread across the whole country. Tip number four, don't confuse segmentation with targeting. Segmentation is the process of dividing the market. Targeting is choosing which segment to focus on. They're related but distinct, and using the correct terminology will impress the examiner. Common mistake number one, listing segmentation variables without applying them. Writing, a business could segment by age, gender, income, location, and lifestyle gives you very few marks. You need to pick one or two and develop them in context. Common mistake number two, forgetting to link segmentation to the marketing mix. This is where the real marks are in higher mark questions. Common mistake number three, using vague language. Avoid phrases like, the business would do better, or customers would be happier. Use precise business language. This would increase sales revenue. This would reduce marketing costs. This would improve customer satisfaction and brand loyalty. Okay, let's test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause the audio, think of your answer, then press play to hear the answer. Question one, what is market segmentation? Pause now. Answer, market segmentation is the process of dividing a broad market into smaller groups of customers who share similar characteristics so that a business can target them more effectively. Question two, name four segmentation variables. Pause now. Answer, demographic, geographic, psychographic, behavioral, and socioeconomic if you want a fifth. Question three, a luxury hotel chain targets high-income professionals aged 35 to 55. Which segmentation variable is this? Pause now. Answer, demographic, specifically income and age. Question four, how might segmenting by lifestyle affect a business's promotion strategy? Pause now. Answer, the business would choose promotional channels and messages that align with the lifestyle values of the target segment. For example, using eco-friendly messaging and social media platforms for a segment that values sustainability. Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick recap of the key points. Market segmentation divides a broad market into smaller groups with shared characteristics. The five main variables are demographic, geographic, psychographic, behavioral, and socioeconomic. Businesses use segmentation to tailor their marketing mix, product, price, place, and promotion to specific customer groups. In the exam, always apply segmentation to the specific business context given, link it to the marketing mix, and use precise business language. Remember the mnemonic DGPBS? Demographic, geographic, psychographic, behavioral, socioeconomic? To recall all five variables quickly in the exam. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, the examiner wants to give you marks. Your job is to make it easy for them to do so. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.